Would you get a phone call the night before? Would you did you just keep a hand calendar and go, I'm going from there to there to the, I'm going from sunset, you know, 6,100 okay, sunset.
I can do you a favor and answer it with just 1 week. I did 26 dates in 1 week, starting at Gold Star, United Western, RCA Victor, Village Recording out in Westwood.
You went out Westwood, yeah. I've been there, yep.
Then we did Capitol. Sunset Sound was just starting. Sound Factory was there. And all in 1 week's time. So that you'd have to, you know, if a date was running over, you used to say, come on, let's get it. Because you had, it was called dovetailing. We'd run from one day to right to another.
And was that union session rates, all of that?
All of that. Because of Phil Spector and Brian, believe it or not.
They set it up that way.
When the union said, you got to do that, they did it. And they forced all the majors to do everything union. They were getting away with murder before that.
So what do you remember back in, I'll pick a day, 1965?
Okay.
What was the session?
Let me ask you a question. If you were a producer...
I am, and I am to this
day. And you are
a
producer.
Yes.
You know.
And I am, yes.
And you want to make a hit record.
Yes.
And these guys just had 21 million selling records in a row.
I know where you're going.
Would you hire us, or would you hire somebody else?
Oh, no, there's not even a question. No.
You know, you want the best. And we were able to do it. We were able to do it. And then when Leon came to town... I always like to play live, even through all those recordings.
Right, right.
I always had a live music gig. And Leon would sub to me when he came in from Oklahoma.
Right, right.
And I said, my God, this guy should be in the studios. And before long, he was, you know.
So at what point do you remember when the first time was that you started tracking? That you actually, that someone said to you, okay, you're going to play this. We're going to get that down. And then we're gonna. Then you're gonna play this, and then you're gonna play this.
You know what it was called in those days? It was called sweetening.
That's right. That's right.
They would sweeten the date, and the string players didn't get well. If you were there was a time when if you were in the union and you were laying down the tracks, you got an extra $15 a side. So the initial scale was $62.50, but you got an extra. $15, $30, $45, $60.
So scale was six. And did everybody work at scale?
No. I did in the very beginning. We all did. And then all of a sudden you start making, oh, well, I'll give you time and a half. And then we became known as the double time, double scale.
So basically, if you do the math and say it was $150 a session and you did six sessions, you made $1,000 a day. So if you did $1,000 a day and you worked 5 days a week, you made $20,000 a month. That was actually in those days.
You did not at the very beginning. It happened that all that big money started around 65. Before that, we had to build up to that.
Oh, no, I understand.
So right at the very beginning, we were getting union scale. But then all of a sudden, everybody said, we better pay these guys because otherwise we won't get to use them. And they did it themselves, the producers.
Right.
They raised us up.
But it's still, it's not a bad living.
No, it was a great living. That's how we...
You worked your ass off.
Sure.
But it was, but I mean, there's...
It took toll on a lot of guys' families, believe it or not.
Oh, no, of course.
Including my own.
Right.
Because you weren't there, you know.
So I want to talk about some of the other personalities, because I mentioned, and I'm obsessed with P.F. Sloan. You know?
Yeah.
So how much did you interact with the songwriters, with
not
some
so
of the
much
other
with the
people?
Well, sometimes, but most of the time the songs were there.
And what, so in terms of the art, and even the artists, say Nancy or any of these people, did you lay down the tracks and then they came in and you were long gone most of the
Lee
time?
Lee Hazelwood liked to lay down tracks, but he also liked to do a scratch track with the band many times.
Right.
When we did These Boots Are Made for Walking, we almost didn't do that because he kept insisting this is not a girl song. And because he would do it in his show. And Nancy said, you're out of your mind. It's definitely a woman's song. This is a girl
song.
That's
the whole point.
And he, well, he's a hillbilly. What can I tell you, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't getting it. He wasn't getting it. And finally, he said, all right, go ahead and do it. And Chuck Berghofer, the great jazz bass player, the great symphony bass player, played that bass line on that, which is a great side story. he'll be working for Michelle Legrand or for John Williams, for somebody. At some point in the date, with these wonderful scores, Chuck, can you do me a favor? Could you just play that line you played on Boots? Boom, 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 that dumb.
Everybody wanted that.
Oh.
Because that was about as hillbilly as, yeah. That's like Harper Valley PTA stole that, everything.
You know who produced Harper Valley PTA?
I have the single there, but you're going to
tell Douglas.
Me. Steve Douglas. There you go.
He was the contractor for Phil Spector. He also was my best friend.
Oh,
that's
there
how
you
I
go.
Got in with Phil.